passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome. I am not Dr. Kevin. This is Matt Connerton, and tonight for Dr. Kevin, he is not feeling well. He's got some kind of nasty bug. I know I talked to him the other day, and he was feeling under the weather. His throat is really bothering him, so he's really not up for doing a show tonight. But if you are a regular listener of the Dr. Kevin Show, you might already be familiar with me. Of course, I do join Dr. Kevin the first Thursday of every month. He and I talk about politics and world events and whatnot. But he also, I think this is actually the second time that he's had me fill in for him to host the Dr. Kevin Show. And I'm very honored that he would trust me with this. And I shouldn't say it that way, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm glad that that he knows that his show is in good hands with yours truly. And I have a guest with us tonight joining us on the show. Is Kelly Roach. How are you, Kelly?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. And I've got your website open right now, kellyroachcoaching.com. We'll get the site out there right up front for people who are listening at home who want to kind of follow along and check out the site. It's a very nice site. It says that you are a business growth coach. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur myself, so I'm particularly interested in talking to you, and I know that a lot of our listeners will find this interesting and informative as well. So, we'll start from the obvious place. What exactly is a business growth coach? What do you do?
Yeah, so my primary job is to help entrepreneurs and business leaders find the fastest, most efficient path to achieve their financial and growth goals. So my role mm-hmm. consists of primarily strategy, tactical direction, and then, of course, collaboration, you know, with the person that I'm working with to make sure that the strategy and the tactics that we're talking about are molded and customized to their particular business to help them achieve the growth goal that they're looking to, you know, succeed with.
So I get the impression, tell me if I'm right, do you work with business leaders and entrepreneurs at all levels, you know, whether there's someone just starting out or someone who also has a big company?
I do. So I work with startups. I have programs that are specifically designed, even starting at the side hustle level. I have a specific program for those folks. Up through, you know, multi-million dollar organizations where they bring me in to optimize their sales process and to work with their leadership to get better, more effective results from their management as well as their sales reps. So I mm-hmm. really work with people across the gamut. And, you know, as far as what I do, which is primarily leadership development, sales, marketing, you know, mindset and productivity, those things obviously apply across the board at any stage and any age. And what's interesting is typically when a big company has a problem, a lot of times it comes back to the same foundational things that are just as important, whether you're a small business or a big business.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because I know that I think it probably happens to everyone at some point or another, everyone who's in business, because you mentioned the foundational part of that. And I think it's very easy for someone in business, especially, I mean, in some ways, it's almost a good problem to have if they're very successful to the point of the potential negative side being that they can become overwhelmed. And those foundational things that you alluded to, you know, the basics, you'll hear people say, you know, you got to remember the basics. Those can sometimes get lost as a business is growing or maybe is going through the growing pains of a business because I know from my own experience, you know, sometimes you just have to stop and kind of reset and say, well, wait a minute, what are the basics? What is the foundation of my business? Because I think I've kind of lost that along the way. I mean, is that specifically something that you find a lot in dealing with entrepreneurs?
Oh, 100%. And I mean, once you're scaling the business and you're focusing on building a team and you're coaching and managing others, you're starting that process over again anyway, right? Because now you're taking someone that works for you and you're instilling in them the foundation of those basic fundamentals, sales, marketing, having effective conversations with clients, you know, portraying the brand effectively, creating content that converts. So whether you're doing it yourself as a small business owner, entrepreneur, or you're leading a team or a company, it's always going to keep coming back to those things.
What would you say? I mean, it's subjective, but what would you say is the most unique business that you've ever dealt with in terms of having to coach somebody? I mean, have you had any clients who, you know, when you're discussing them with other people, you know, I mean, I don't know if you necessarily mentioned clients specifically by name, but is there someone who you've worked with who was just really kind of unique where maybe you thought, wow, I never thought I'd be helping someone figure out, you know, X, Y, and Z in this particular field? Because I imagine you work with all kinds of different people.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to say I have like a monkey trainer or something like that, but I really don't. You know, I have probably businesses across like 50 different business types and industries, but they're all like, you know, somewhat ordinary. You know, I wouldn't say that they're not extraordinary in their nature, but they're also not like purple squirrels, if that makes sense. You know, I don't have any
right.
Reasons, I would say.
Sure, sure. Now, how did you get involved in becoming a coach, a business growth coach, and how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I started my business in 2012, and I've been going strong since then. And the way that I got involved was essentially when I graduated from college, I started working for a Fortune 500. I immediately, within 9 months, moved into sales management. I was, you know, I got into the field and I was a complete psycho. I mean, I was first one in, last one out, working on the weekends, pounding the pavement, hammering. And, you know, the company came to me and said, hey, you know, we need you to teach other people how to do this, right? So I moved into management. I was promoted 7 times in 8 years. You know, I ended up managing a team of 17 different locations, 100 people. And essentially,
wow.
I was doing exactly what I do today, except I was doing it for one company. The only problem was I was like working ridiculous hours and getting super burnout and obviously not making anywhere near the contribution that I was making to the organization, which was millions and millions of dollars every day. So it just kind of got to the point where it just made sense. I was like, you know, I have this skill set, you know, I can easily do this for myself. And I particularly was interested in helping small business owners and entrepreneurs because, you know, in that scenario, I get to help impact people's families. Right. So there's a big difference between making a Fortune 500 millions of dollars versus helping someone pay for their Christmas gifts for their kids or dance lessons for their daughter, you know, that kind of thing. And so that was a huge motivation for me.
No, that's really cool. And you'll often hear, too, I mean, I'm sure you've heard it many times and, you know, you'll hear successful entrepreneurs say, well, you know, one of the reasons why I went into business for myself is I was tired of making somebody else rich. Or helping somebody else continue to be rich, you know, I wanted to strike out on my own. But what you're doing is you were able to strike out on your own to not only help yourself, but to help others in such a direct and meaningful way. And it's the kind of help and guidance that so many people need. Were you nervous at all? Were you a little bit scared, hesitant at all about starting your own thing and leaving the, you know, because it's always a risk, right? You're leaving the safety and security of a job. And in your case, obviously a job at which you were very successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all the normal fears, hesitations, concerns, you know, all of that. But I felt it was really necessary to do this. It wasn't really, I had never, you know, when I started my career, I didn't say, you know, I want to one day be an entrepreneur. You know, I didn't even know what that was. That wasn't really my mission.
Sure.
But as I got really clear on what I wanted for my life, what I wanted my home life and my family life to be like, what was important to me, you know, how much I wanted to be working, and the importance of wanting to be able to take time to like take care of my health and all of these other things, I just kind of grew into realizing that the only way that I could both achieve my financial goals and also have a life while doing it was entrepreneurship. So to me, it like wasn't even a choice. It was just like, this is what you have to do. There's no other way that you're going to get both things. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Are you one of those people who doesn't sleep a lot? I'm kind of getting that vibe.
No. I'm an avid sleeper. That's
really
the reason why I wanted to start my own businesses. Yeah, because I was traveling all the time and I was burning out so bad. And, you know, it just, I thought I was going to have a heart attack by 40 years old. So,
wow.
That's the reason why I wanted to start my own business. Yeah. So, no, I do a solid 8 hours. I am like, I do not function well without sleep. That's one thing about me.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, I started my own business and I don't have time to sleep anymore. So I may need some of your coaching to figure out a way to work in. I'm pretty heavily dependent on caffeine to get me through, but, no, good for you. Good for you.
We might have to talk after the show.
I know. Yeah. No, I was thinking that too, looking at your website, and there's a lot of great information here, and it's, I want to, after we come back from the break, I want to ask you about some of this a little bit more specifically. Of course, we're chatting tonight with Kelly Roach. She is a business growth coach. If you want to look at her website, it's kellyroachcoaching.com. It's a very cool site. And, of course, if you're joining us late and you're confused at hearing my voice, this is Matt Connerton filling in for Dr. Kevin tonight, who is a bit under the weather. Cold and flu season has certainly come into full effect, especially up here in New Hampshire. Where are you from, Kelly?
Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So you have the same winter weather that we have.
We're definitely waiting for the changeover.
Yeah, well, there's the music. So we will be right back. We're going to take a short break. This is the Dr. Kevin Show live on Ohm Times Radio. I'm Matt Connerton in for Dr. Kevin, and we'll talk to you again in a minute.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Dr. Kevin Show on the Ohm Times Radio Network. My name is Matt Connerton. I'm in for Dr. Kevin, who is not feeling well, although he's probably listening right now, so I better do a good job. Of course, I'll mention, too, you can hear me with Dr. Kevin the first Thursday of every month right here on the Dr. Kevin Show. But every once in a while, he'll ask me to fill in and guest host for him. If you're interested in my show, I do host a show called Matt Connerton Unleashed, which you can hear live weekdays 4 to 6 p.m. on IPM Nation at ipmnation.com/live1, as well as a weekend edition of that show, Saturdays at noon. But tonight we're here with our guest, Kelly Roach, on the Dr. Kevin Show. And we do have a number that you can call in if you'd like to enter the conversation and join us. 202-570-7057. I'll give that to you one more time. 202-570-7057. And we are talking tonight with Kelly Roach. And she is a business growth coach. And, you know, Kelly, I was looking at your website during the break, kellyroachcoaching.com, and I saw you are a self-described health and fitness nut, and I read that, and I thought, that explains the whole sleep thing, that whole sleep thing that you do, because you're focused on health and whatnot. Some of us are just, some of us have already given up on that. So, like I said, maybe you'll have to, maybe you and I will have to talk talk later. I could use some of your coaching, but it's funny. I tell people, you know, if I always look tired, there's a reason. It's because I'm always tired. But so tell us a little bit about, you have a podcast that you do, correct?
I do. So it's called Unstoppable Success Radio. Yep, it's called Unstoppable Success Radio. We do three shows a week, and I do one teaching segment. We have one guest interview, and I do one Ask Kelly episode every week that's based on listeners' written-in questions. And, you know, it's just a ton of fun, and it's how we connect with people from around the world. We get lots of clients that way, and you know, it's just a way of serving, you know, it's just a way of serving and, you know, sharing great tips, strategies, tools, you know, with our audience to help them pursue their dream of building and growing their own freedom-based businesses and, you know, achieving security for their families in the process.
Yeah, and podcasting is really just, you know, in the last few years, it's become such an important tool. It's almost, in a way, it's become like, I mean, obviously it works with social media really well and fits in with that. But just like at one time, you know, people would be surprised if you didn't have a Facebook page for your business or you didn't have a Twitter account. People would say, what, you don't have that? Now it's gotten to the point where people are surprised if you don't have a podcast, because it really is, it's become such an important way and an important tool in I think everyone's toolbox is to be able to communicate information directly to people online. And it's how long have you been doing the podcast? When did you start it?
Yeah, we started in 2015, so we're like 300 and some episodes deep, and it's growing in momentum every day. Yeah, we just love it.
Is it difficult to you know, because you're doing, you said three shows a week, right? Is it hard to come up with that much content? I mean, there's some people, I mean, I know people who, you know, they'll commit to doing a podcast maybe once a week and they can't even, you know, they can barely keep up with that. I mean, is it hard to, you know, 300 episodes or whatever it is deep, is it hard to continue to come up with new original content for that? Is that a challenge?
No, only because I run so many different programs. So I run online courses, masterminds, group coaching programs, one-on-one coaching, and then I do work with organizations as well. So a lot of my content is just directly speaking to questions that I got that week, concerns that I got that week, things that my customers were struggling with that I coached them on. So it's very like real time, real content based on kind of concerns of the day, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really create much content. It's more so pulling from the dialogue that I'm happening and what I'm seeing out there in the field right now, and what I feel like entrepreneurs most need to hear or most need to know in order to be successful.
Right. Well, that makes sense. So can you kind of break down for us? You mentioned the different types of coaching that you do. Can you kind of break down a little bit, mention each one again, and just kind of explain a little bit about what each one entails and kind of give us an idea? Because obviously, you know, you do a lot of different kinds of things and have a lot of different, you know, like you said, you can work with any size business at any stage. So what are the different kinds of coaching?
Yeah, definitely. So starting at the beginning, we have a program called the Side Hustle Launchpad, and that's specifically for business owners that are just getting started building a side business alongside their corporate job or their career. And that's really geared towards helping people build and grow their business in, you know, around two hours a day. So it's really specifically geared towards those people. So we have that program, which is a group coaching program. And then we also have the Simple Zero to 100K System, which is a course that is geared towards newer entrepreneurs that really want to learn how to develop content that converts, use video and LinkedIn and social media to sell, and really want to understand how to build and grow an audience. So those are kind of some of the starter programs. In the middle, we have the Unstoppable Entrepreneur, which is basically like getting a PhD in business growth, right? So it's like we basically teach you A to Z, everything from infrastructure and systems. We teach selling, how to utilize social media effectively, live streaming, podcasting, webinars, and everything in between. So we essentially teach all of the strategies and tactics that we use at Kelly Roach Coaching to build and grow our business that my team implements and executes on our behalf. We teach those strategies there. And that's a group program as well. And then we have the Legacy Leaders Mastermind, which is for high six and seven figure entrepreneurs that are looking to scale up and really focus on generating sales and results through their team. So that's really kind of the more advanced people that are looking to take a step away so that they can start a passion project, do more philanthropy, start another business, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, obviously I do a lot of private work as well, you know, whether it's with an individual or an organization, you know, where I'm really developing, you know, custom content, you know, specifically for, you know, the person at hand.
Sure, sure. As far as, you know, the different kinds of coaching that you do, do you find that a lot of it has changed since 2012? Because I feel like so much of marketing has to do with social media and other online trends and whatnot. I would guess that a lot of it constantly evolves in terms of what you're doing, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe the fundamentals have remained the same. I don't know. I mean, have you found over the years that you've had to really kind of, that you're always having to kind of change and update things, or has it been pretty standard in terms of how you approach these different kinds of training?
Yeah, so I would say everything has changed and nothing has changed all at the same time. All of the principles that I teach have basically stayed exactly the same tried and true timeless principles of running, building, and growing a good business. They stand the test of time and they'll probably never change. So a lot of what I teach has not changed over the years. However, the tactics and the mediums continue to, right? So just a couple years ago, there was no such thing as live streaming. And obviously, we're using that very frequently in my business now and teaching that as well. And obviously, there's been a huge shift to people buying through content instead of buying through sales letters, right? So there's been changes in kind of channels and platforms, which that obviously changes. But what we try to teach people more than anything is how to understand how to build a business based on good, solid business principle, which is then very easy to apply to changing platforms, changing mediums, et cetera.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. What about, I mean, do you spend a lot of time, because this is something that, and again, not to bring it back to me, but maybe this is part of what my sleep issue is. Do you spend much time trying to teach people about time management and prioritizing and how to, maybe how to multitask
all day,
and whatnot?
Every day.
Is that really? Yeah.
All day, every day. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the average leader or entrepreneur, that is like the number one thing, because, you know, obviously you have so much on your plate that it's natural to get overwhelmed and to be working all odd hours of the night and all of that. And it takes a really intentional focus to get things to the point where, you know, it's going to work. You know what I mean? And you can keep it in hours. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that I've been able to work with that have been able to literally cut their working hours in half by getting focused on strategy and really understanding like what ties to their bank account and what doesn't. And, you know, really getting rid of the things that are more of a distraction than they are actually producing a result.
Do you think too, a lot of entrepreneurs that you work with have difficulty delegating? Because, you know, there's that old adage, if you want something right, you have to do it yourself. And I think a lot of my impression is, I've always been a sole proprietor, but my impression is a lot of small businesses starting out, you know, they hire people, but then you have the leader of, or the owner of the business who can't delegate anything to the people that he or she has hired, because, you know, there's this fear that they're going to screw up.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest things that I work with people on. My whole background's in leadership. And so one of the things that I help people do is really understand the coaching and development and feedback that is necessary to help an employee to be successful. And, you know, most of the time, the reason why delegation kind of blows up and backfires is that they don't truly understand how to work effectively in coaching and managing and setting an employee up for success. So I call it the boomerang effect. A lot of times for new leaders or new delegators, they give out all this work, they kind of hope and pray that it'll work out, they distribute it, and then it kind of ends up blowing back up in their face and creating more work than it would have been to just do it themselves in the first place, which is why so many, you know, entrepreneurs end up just trying to like do it all themselves, you know. But there is a better way. There is another way, but you do have to learn how to effectively manage others, because, you know, 80%+ of the success or failure of a delegation situation comes down to, you know, the relationship and setting that person up for success.
That makes sense. All right. Well, we're up against another break. We will be right back. This is Matt Connerton in for Dr. Kevin tonight, chatting with Kelly Roach here on the Dr. Kevin Show on Ohm Times Radio. And we will talk to y'all again in just a couple of minutes on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection, Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner, and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Dr. Kevin Show on Ohm Times Radio. This is Matt Connerton in tonight for Dr. Kevin, who we hope is feeling better soon. We are chatting tonight with Kelly Roach, and let me give you the number again in case you'd like to call in and join the conversation. Maybe you have a question or maybe a situation you'd like to ask Kelly about. 202-570-7057 is the number to call. 202-570-757, and you can join us live here on the Dr. Kevin Show. And Kelly, I just wanted to comment quickly before we move on to my next question, because we were talking right before the break about delegating, and I think what you were talking about is probably useful. Well, in fact, I'm sure it is. About the importance of delegating, and you were talking about how to get people to delegate effectively. The importance of that, not only for entrepreneurs, but anybody who is in any kind of management situation where you're in charge of people and you have to make sure, you know, ultimately if you're management, the buck stops with you. So you have to make sure that your people are doing what needs to be done and doing it correctly. And I think even people who aren't entrepreneurs, but are working for someone else, in a management position, that's something that everyone deals with at some point or another, is how to delegate, or, you know, how to delegate effectively and what tasks should be delegated to whom and whatnot. And I'm sure, too, that, I mean, probably, let me ask you this. So hypothetically, in your previous job, you know, leading up to you launching your own business, and doing this yourself as a business growth coach, I mean, do you think that had you had a different type of job, you would have still been led to doing what you're doing now? Because it sounds like the job that you had before really supplied you with the experience that you needed to do what you're doing now. And I mean, do you think if you hadn't been in a position where you were in charge of other people, but maybe you just had to work more independently or whatnot, that you still would have ended up doing this, or do you think your path would have been different?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, what I can tell you for sure is that the skills that I learned in my previous career were absolutely invaluable. I appreciate and value every moment of experience that I had, and it is what enabled me to even be in a position to do the work that I do today, because without that knowledge and expertise and experience, there's no way that I could get the results from my clients that I get, right? So, I mean, for sure. that's had a massive impact. I have no idea. I operate under the, you know, understanding that there's a bigger plan, you know, there's a bigger plan than I know. There's a bigger force at work in life always. And so I don't know. I have no idea where things would have led. And I'm assuming and can only guess that all the stars aligned that way for a reason. You know what I mean?
Sure. Absolutely. Now, with a show like this and, you know, kind of having the feel of Dr. Kevin's audience and whatnot, you know, entrepreneurs do listen to this program. We know that for a fact. But I'm also assuming, and I think this is probably a pretty safe assumption, that there are prospective entrepreneurs who listen to a show like this, and probably a lot of prospective entrepreneurs who perhaps are already aware of you, may have been to your website, maybe have thought about contacting you and whatnot. But they're prospective entrepreneurs because they haven't quite made the commitment. They haven't quite taken that step. And I assume most people don't, because they're, you know, waiting for the right time. You'll hear people say that a lot. Oh, I'm waiting for the right time to do this or to do that, which I always say, well, you know, BS. There is no quote unquote right time. That's just a way people procrastinate, right? Or, you know, when people say that, or people use the word someday. Oh, I'm going to do that someday. And someday ends up being really just a synonym for never. And these are traps that people fall into. Do you have any advice, or maybe some encouragement, maybe that's a better word, for people who are listening to this show right now, who are kind of in that zone? They have something they want to do. They have a great business idea. And deep down, they know they could probably make a go of it, but they just, they're kind of paralyzed, maybe out of fear. Maybe they're waiting for the quote unquote right time or whatever it is, or they're just having some self-doubt, whatever it is. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, well, you know, first and foremost, if you're totally happy in your life and you feel like you're fulfilling your potential and you're being the best that you can possibly be and you have, do, and are being, you know, what you feel you were put on the planet to do, no reason to start a business, right? If you recognize that you are called to being, being more, you're capable of being more, you can make more money, and there's a path to do that, I would say start it as a side hustle. I mean, that's why we started this new program that we're working with entrepreneurs that are building a side business because, you know, not everyone has the luxury of walking in and quitting their job, but that's no reason to live life knowing that you're not fulfilling your potential, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Now, can you explain to people, because not everyone's going to know that term side hustle. I just became aware of it maybe a couple of years ago. What do you mean when you say side hustle?
Yeah, I mean, let your day job fund your dream business, right? So It just means, you know, continue to work your day job, use your lunch breaks and maybe an hour before work, an hour after work, whatever, a couple hours on the weekend to start building and growing your dream business while you continue to work full time until you feel comfortable making the leap.
Right, right, which is great advice because, that's probably, well, what do you think is the number one thing that holds people back? Do you think it's that fear? Maybe they don't, maybe they're afraid to leave the security of their job and it doesn't really occur to them that, you know, they can do the, you know, the side hustle, you know, take that path. I mean, do you think that's, what do you think is the thing that holds people back the most? Do you think that's it?
Well, two things. I mean, I think busyness is the great distractor, and you don't realize that your whole life is like passing before your eyes, right? And we all have this disease called busyness for sure. So that's one thing. And then I think the other thing is just that, you know, comfort is kind of the enemy of great. And so I think that, you know, you have to realize that, you know, if you're just staying where you are just because it's more comfortable, to do that, then, you know, obviously that's not a reason to not pursue your goals and dreams or to give up on what you know that you're capable of. You know,
right.
I think most people are just kind of going through the motions totally numb. You know, they're not happy with where they're at. They're not achieving what they want to achieve, but they kind of don't want to get totally uncomfortable either.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I mean, those people like that are everywhere. You can tell they're not happy, they're not fulfilled, and for whatever reason, they've settled. I always say I think people get kind of comfortable in their misery sometimes, and you know, and that holds them back. Or maybe they don't even realize that they can do more and be more.
Yes, it's easier to complain. Right? It's easier to complain than it is to do the work to change what you're complaining about. And that really is
exactly.
But I think, you know, I heard this, I don't even remember who said it. I probably heard it from multiple people, but you know, remembering that we're all dying is such an important aspect of living a great life. You know, remembering that this is not an endless, this is not going to go on forever. You know, we all have limited time. We have one shot. We have one shot to be the best that we can possibly be. We have one chance to live up to and fulfill our potential. And, you know, we have one shot to be a happy, fulfilled person that, you know, is the role model for our family that we want to be and that is, you know, living up to the expectation of the talent and the blessings that we were all given. And that's a big thing to remember each and every day.
Absolutely. You know, I'm a big KISS fan, and Paul Stanley of KISS, he said something once that really resonated with me. It was a very simple statement, but he just said, life is not a rehearsal. And it's something that I often try to remind myself of because, you know, this is a one-way trip and you better make the most of it. You know, it's terrifying. I find it terrifying, the idea of someday, you know, being very old and just kind of sitting in a rocking chair or whatnot and just thinking back and wondering what might have been. You know, what if I had tried? What if I had made the most of every opportunity, of every moment, and for whatever reason not done that? You know, and you don't get a do-over, so you better do it, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, they interview so many people, right, on their deathbeds, and they never say, I wish I hadn't. They always say, I wish I had. I wish I had tried. I wish I had pursued the dream. I wish I had started the business. I wish I had taken, you know, the vacation. I wish I had made more of life than going through kind of being a numb zombie, which is, I think, you know, how life can easily progress for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not looking around and paying attention, 5 years go by and where are you, right?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, I'm also reminded of, I don't know if you're familiar with Les Brown, the motivational author. He had written a book called Live Your Dreams, and he said something in there that always stuck with me, too. He said that his mother used to tell him this, that nobody gets out of life alive, you know? So in other words, you know, you can take as few risks as you want and try to be as safe as you want to be and avoid any kind of risk as much as you want. But the end result is still the same. At the end of this trip, you're going to die. So you might as well take a few chances along the way. You got nothing to lose in the long term, in the grand scheme of things.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 So, we're going to be, we're up against another break in just a moment, but if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Kelly Roach, and she's got a great website if you want to take a look, kellyroachcoaching.com, and Kelly can help you with growing your business, and very, very motivating just to talk to her, I can say that. And we are live on the Dr. Kevin Show on the Ohm Times Radio Network, and we will be right back, so don't go away. More to come.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Ohm Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Ohm Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohm Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Ohm Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Dr. Kevin Show on the Ohm Times Radio Network. My name is Matt Connerton from IPM Nation, and I am guest hosting for Dr. Kevin tonight, who hopefully is feeling better soon. By the way, I'll just mention one more time, if you're interested in my program, I do host a show called Matt Connerton Unleashed. It is a syndicated program, but an easy way to get to it is ipmnation.com/live1, where I am on weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, and also a weekend edition Saturdays at 12 noon at ipmnation.com/live1, Matt Connerton Unleashed. And, of course, I have the honor and privilege of being on with Dr. Kevin on this show the first Thursday of every month. And I always look forward to that, but every once in a while, Dr. Kevin needs someone to fill in for him, and I seem to be the guy for that. So I appreciate that as well. Always happy to do that. Always a great time. And always nice to be here on Ohm Times Radio. And we're chatting tonight with Kelly Roach, who is a business growth coach. And I'm learning a lot. I think it's been a great conversation. We do have a little bit of time left, which means there is still time for you to call if you want to get in and ask Kelly a question. 202-570-7057 is the number, 202-570-7057, and we are here for just a little bit longer. So if you're going to call, hurry up and talk to Kelly. But Kelly, I wanted to ask you about on the front of your website, you're offering a complimentary profit leak assessment. So what is that exactly? And I mean, from what I can, just from the sound of it, it's something I'm going to be signing up for. But what is the profit leak assessment?
Yeah, so basically, as I mentioned when you asked what it is that I do, I shared that my job is helping people get to their goal in the fastest, most efficient way. It's not about bright, shiny objects mm-hmm. or the sexiest, newest, hottest tactic. It's really about show me the money and how can I get there with the least amount of working hours. And so in these 30-minute profit leak assessments, what I do is I basically ask you a series of questions about what's going on with your business right now, what you're doing to sell and market, where you're making your money, where your income is coming in from, and I help you identify some fast and easy ways that you can generate profit right away to see an increase in your take-home income. So it's really about helping identify those low-lying, easy-to-tackle things that can, you know, provide some quick hits initially, but if they're built into your ongoing business model, will become a great added stream of income for you.
Okay. Very interesting. Let me ask you this. I've worked for, actually, I'm thinking of a specific company that I worked for that wound up, this was many years ago, you know, they went into bankruptcy and were bought by a larger company and whatnot. And one of the things that seemed to go wrong in that particular company was everyone felt that they tried to grow too quickly. And I'm curious, is that something you see with businesses that you work with entrepreneurs, is that maybe sometimes, obviously it's great and important, I think, to have big goals and shoot for the stars and whatnot. But I think sometimes, and I'm, you know, probably guilty of it myself, people maybe try to do too much too soon. And then again, maybe those fundamentals or the basics that we talked about earlier get kind of lost. I mean, do you think, is that a problem that you see a lot of, or maybe it's not, I don't know, but something where, a scenario where a business is trying to do too much too quickly and kind of losing some of the important details along the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall with the majority of small businesses, there's too much expense and not enough time and energy being spent on sales and marketing. So when you have too high expenses and that is coinciding with not enough sales and marketing going on, then, you know, obviously the business gets upside down really quickly. And that can very, very fast result in a company going under. So to answer your question, yes. And I would say in terms of the risk of that happening overall, that I think that for small businesses, many times they're not investing in the right things at the right time. For example, they'll spend $10,000 on building a website when what they need to be doing is spending that $10,000 on lead generation. right? So little things like that, and that's where a coach can make such a huge difference for people, is knowing where to put your money so that you get a return and can grow, versus spending it on things that are ultimately, you know, going to hurt you versus help you.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, do you work with people from all over the country? I mean, I assume, you know, with technology now, you're not, you know, you're certainly not, you know, limited to your local area. I mean, do you work with people from all over the place?
I do. I work with people around the U.S. and in seven different countries. And the amazing thing about technology and about doing business in general today is that we are so lucky that with technology, I mean, we can literally connect and engage and work with people all around the world, you know, with ease. So, yeah, I'm very lucky and very proud to be able to work with people, not just around the country here, but all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, it is an amazing time to be alive in terms of technology. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I can vividly recall, you know, when I first got out of school, it was still the era where, you know, just video conferencing, like going to work and video conferencing with you know, people who are much younger than I wouldn't even know that term now. Conferencing with someone in another part of the country, you know, pre-internet, and just that being a big deal, and all the things that would go wrong with even trying to do that, like, oh, the connection's not working and whatnot, and, you know, look at how far we've come, and it's incredible what you can do now. It's really remarkable.
It's amazing. It is amazing. I mean, if you think about what we have available to us today as business owners versus even when I started my business 5 years ago, live streaming, for example, is like the number one medium, probably one of the most effective mediums of all time to build and grow a business. And the fact that we can do it from our phones for free, from home, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, we take these things for granted, but I mean, people, you know, even just a couple years ago would have died to have the opportunity to build their businesses this way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you know, at one time it seemed just so futuristic, you know, and to be able to even use something like Skype or FaceTime, at one time, it's something you would see on Star Trek and think, well, you know, we'll never be able to actually do that. But now you can, and it's really incredible. And by the way, I mean, you know, something like this, for example, like right now we're on Ohm Times Radio, you know, internet radio at one time, obviously, well, pre-internet, it wouldn't have been possible. And then post-internet, the advent of the internet, it was a long time before, you know, you could do something like what we're doing right now, where there's, you know, however many people are listening from anywhere in the world and are able to hear us talking. So it really is a remarkable time to be alive and to be in business and to be an entrepreneur. And I'm assuming, by the way, related to the internet, I mean, social media is obviously so crucial now with any kind of business. When you first start working with, when you take on new clients and you're working with new entrepreneurs, do you find that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that specifically? Because I would think that would be something you run into a lot, where maybe they're not using social media effectively, or maybe they're just not using it at all because they don't understand it or they feel overwhelmed by it or whatnot. Is that something you see a lot of?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a huge difference between being on social media and understanding how to generate clients with social media. So I think the vast majority of entrepreneurs are on social media, but they don't truly understand how to leverage it in a way that's going to build and grow their business. So for me, the gap that I try to bridge is showing people how to use social media in an effective way that's going to pull people from online to offline to turn them into legitimate leads for their business.
Okay. And you did mention two websites earlier too, you know, the someone who maybe they'll spend $10,000 on a website where there's something else in their business where they should have prioritized a little bit better. I mean, how important is that part of it too? I mean, obviously you've got to have a website for any business, but is it important that it really sparkle and look modern, or is that do people kind of overthink that part of it a little bit? Does it need to be more functional, or what do you think? Obviously, it needs to be mobile friendly. That's become very important.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the big thing with websites is before the rise of social media, obviously they were much more important than they are today, right? Mm-hmm. Now, with social media, you know, the vast majority of clients that you're going to close are never, ever even going to see your website. And so that's why I always try to gear people away from spending their money on building their website, and I try to get them to invest in attraction, right? Like marketing, attraction, driving eyeballs to their business, because you can go spend $10,000 on a website, and the only purpose that a website serves is to, you know, help generate business once you've gotten a qualified person there. But if you're not spending any money driving qualified traffic to your website, and no one knows who you are, how is that website going to help you grow your business? It's not, right? And for the mass, you know, entrepreneurial community out there, their website doesn't help them generate business.
Yeah, that's a great point. Kelly, thank you so much. We've been talking with Kelly Roach tonight on the Dr. Kevin Show. Go to kellyroachcoaching.com. There's a lot of great stuff there. And Kelly, thank you so much for spending your time with us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Dr. Kevin for asking me to guest host tonight. This is Matt Connor signing off on Home Times Radio. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.